This is More Attitude Adjustment. I'm Paul Predecker, and Mike, we're off to a good start this morning.
We are, even though there's about 600 miles of highway between us.
Well, it works out.
And, it does.
Yeah. Happy to have Keith Clark here with us, and let's kick it off.
So, Keith, you're a senior quality control and technical representative for Phillips 66, and you've been greatly honored in just the last month or two. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I received the safety award earlier this year, and on our work that we do with Verify Fuel Type Save a Life, trying to get pilots and FBOs to communicate the correct fuel type for their aircraft.
When we were just chatting before we started, Keith made an interesting comment saying, they want to make sure that, pilots, take an active part in this and, just don't tell a fueler, hey, top it off, because if they gets topped off with the wrong fuel, that's a problem, of course. So his program is really trying to, reinforce that message.
Yeah. So Keith, is this really just about pilots adding that one extra step of eyeballing or confirming what it is that's going in the tank, or is there more to it?
It's more to it. It's all about communication. I've investigated a lot of aircraft misfueling mistakes or near misses, and everything has the same common thing. Pilots come in and say, top it off, and somebody says, okay. And what we want the pilots and the FBOs to do is actually have a conversation. Everybody's in a hurry. And what we want them to do is say 100 low red. I get pilots that say, hey, I say top it off with 100 low red, but people only listen to like three words anymore. So I say 100 low red, jet A with FSII, and then tell them what. It's all about communication. With the diesel engines coming out that take jet fuel, the nozzle's not going to stop us. And some of these aircrafts have been misfueled even with a duckbill nozzle on it or the Hoover nozzle.
The other thing that I've personally witnessed as well is if you say, to an FBO or a fueler, say, well, top the mains. Well, the mains, if there's more than, two tanks, you have tip tanks, yep. You have the wing tanks. Depending on how the manufacturer classifies what the mains are, you could be misunderstood about where it's actually going.
We've seen that problem too with the wrong tanks being filled up. And this is where it's so important. We have gravity, or the pilots have gravity. And when mistakes happen, you find out at 300 feet or 500 feet. We can't pull over on the side of the road and call a tow truck. And that's why it's so important to take a few seconds to communicate. If you ask a pilot what VFR and IFR, they know what it is, visual flight rules, instrument. But if you ask them what VFT is, they don't know what it is, because nobody. And what we're trying to do is get people to talk, communicate.
Well, what does VFT mean?
Verify fuel type.
Okay. Got it. So you mentioned that the nozzles don't solve the problem because it is still possible to misfuel based on the nozzles. I'm kind of wondering, as we move away from leaded fuel, if that is another kind of complicator that sort of, does it make the issue easier for your initiative because it sort of forces the conversation to happen?
Well, I hope, but yeah. With the new fuels coming out, these new unleaded fuels are not compatible with each other. So
right.
We have all kinds of problems coming. We struggle with Jet A and Avgas 100. Now we add three new unleaded fuels. Mm-hmm. We have to do better. We have to communicate. It doesn't matter how good I make the fuel. I make the fuel to an ASTM spec. The jet fuel that was put in Bob Hoover's airplane, it was on spec for jet fuel. It was the incorrect product. And what we have to do is make sure that the pilot and the FBO communicate and have a conversation. We spent many years training pilots or FBOs, but we realized it starts with the pilots.
What sort of outreach are you doing, Keith? I mean, are you having educational programs and marketing? Are you going to the FBOs?
Oh yeah, we give away stickers that say Save a Life, Verify Fuel Type. We work with NATA Safety First, PreventMisfueling.com, which is a free training for FBOs and pilots on the importance of it. We do webinars. We've done webinars, you know, we continue. If you Google verify fuel type, save a life, aviation fuel, those Google things and do AI, it'll pop up all kinds of stuff. You know, people say you can't make up acronyms. Well, VFT is an important acronym. We got t-shirts and we actually say VFTized. And on the back it says, before VFR or IFR, verify fuel type. It has a picture of Bob Hoover's airplane on the back because Bob Hoover was misfueled on May 25th, 1978. On Thursday morning at the museum, we're going to show the Bob Hoover perfecting flight, because if Bob was still here, he would be helping us. So we're carrying on that tradition. We got mini posters of Bob Hoover down at the Phillips 66 tent. We're going to show that video and the importance, because the only way we can prevent a misfueling, and it's totally preventable if we communicate and we verify fuel type, but it's the pilot and the FBO.
Keith, is this effort just in the U.S. or is it an international effort as well?
We give away stickers all over the United States. We've sent stickers. We worked with the Energy Institute, EI 1597, on the importance of communication, and that we created a triangle, and the triangle says it takes three, the pilot, the FBO, and the aircraft, all to communicate and to work together. The pilot and the FBO can talk. The FBO, or the aircraft, has sign language, good placards. We continually see placards that are not good on these aircraft. Look at your airplanes, pilots. Communicate. Do your part to prevent this. It's totally preventable.
We're talking with Keith Clark, who's with Phillips 66, and he's particularly focused on aviation fuel safety. You mentioned placards just a minute ago. What's the process that one must go through to improve or replace a placard that isn't doing its job?
Well, your aircraft should be certified every year, checked out, and if the placard is not on there and it's not in good shape, get it replaced. Don't wait till your annual. Go get the new placards today. Aircraft Spruce, I guarantee you, has placards for that aircraft. You can get them. Do your part to prevent this, and then communicate. Because a sticker is not going to fix it. It comes back to communication and verification at every level. The pilot, the FBO, all working together.
And of course, you've really stressed this a lot, and it's important. I had an operator of a fleet of small, you know, aircraft say, well, just, you know, always just you as the pilot, always just watch the process and watch the fueling. I mean, that's a good start, but you can't always do that. I mean, that's just not the way it works sometimes.
Yeah, and I get into conversations with pilots that think if you mix avgas and jet, that they'll separate and it won't be blue anymore. It'll still be blue if you put jet fuel into avgas. I guarantee, if you go to preventmisfueling.com, we actually made a video. Thoughty Filters created a video. I was telling them about it, the problem I'm seeing, and they stepped up and they made a video. It's sitting out there on preventmisfueling.com for free. The training's free.
So if you mix those fuels, it's still blue. So are the fuels separating, or are they fully blending?
They're fully blending because they're both petroleum products. And it's interesting. I've had conversations on Facebook, and pilots come in and say, oh, they'll separate. I'm like, no, they won't. And then they want to argue. And I'm like, dude, you know, typical. And that's why we made the video. And now I just say, go watch the video. Go do it yourself. It'll still be blue.
So I know you're going to be doing the presentation about Bob Hoover, and we'll talk about the details in just a second. But before we get there, do you think that Bob Hoover survived that because he's Bob Hoover?
Bob Hoover survived that because he's the greatest pilot ever. The average pilot probably would have died along with the two people on board. Can you imagine losing Bob Hoover on May 25th, 1978? Tragedies have happened. I could name you six people that have passed away in the last 10 years. I can name you so many aircraft situations, near misses. 50-year-old man, 25-year-old daughter, and 3-month-old granddaughter made the impossible turn. Other people have ditched the airplane. And those are the type of things we have to do better. We have to do all of it preventable if we communicate, verify. Look at the receipt. The receipt showed jet fuel in both those misfuelings, but they still took off with it. because nobody's paying attention.
It's a complacency problem, isn't it?
It's very complacent. Yeah. I mean, it never happens. A near miss happens every day because a pilot walks in and says, top it off, and somebody says, okay. I could tell you about a Navajo. I could tell you about the Taste of Texas Steakhouse. Three people got very lucky. Divided highway right in front of them. People, we're going to have another tragedy if we don't change what we're doing. If you come by the Phillips 66 tent, we got a telephone booth there. People say, why did you bring a telephone booth? Because I'm giving away t-shirts that say VFTized. I tell the story. I give them a challenge coin that has a triangle on the back. And I say, I washed him. I said, go in, change shirts, come out a superhero. Come out of my telephone booth. Because that's what it takes. So if anybody hears it, come by and see at the Phillips 66 tent. We're right across from Honda. We're there. You can't miss us.
And you're doing more than this at the Phillips booth, but are you there? Or are you representatives who are, you know?
I'll be at that booth all the way till Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'll be handing out t-shirts, talking to people. They got Bob Hoover's airplane, a sketch drawing. I got mm-hmm. some from last year that said Bob Says. Last year we said Bob Says verify fuel type. We worked with the Bob Hoover Institute to promote, because if Bob Hoover was still here, he would be saying, let's fix this problem. We tried to fix it back in the 80s with the Hoover nozzle. It doesn't solve it, especially with the diesel compression engines, because you can still put avgas with a small nozzle in a diesel. You put it in a diesel compression, it's coming out of the sky.
We've been visiting with Keith Clark from Phillips. Go by the booth and get a t-shirt and a challenge coin. This is EA Radio.